This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado is home to a thriving culture of breweries, from large companies such as Molson Coors in Golden to small operations like Dry Dock Brewing in Aurora. For 2 years, my guest, journalist and beer enthusiast Ed Sealover, traveled the state visiting more than 100 of these breweries. He's now released Mountain Brew, a guide to Colorado's breweries. Ed, thanks so much for talking with me today. First of all, I love the way you've organized the book. The first chapter deals with what you call the pioneer breweries. You've got the downtown saviors. What made you come up with these unique categories as opposed to doing something like a chronological history?
Well, I guess, you know, the option for me was that I'd seen a lot of other types of tour guides when they look at a state just divided up into geographical regions. And I thought, well, that tells a little bit of the story, but I think the story of the state's brewing industry is told much more by the unique qualities of the breweries that came up. And as I went through, I really identified about 9 different qualities that had really stood out. And you know, as you mentioned, the Pioneer Breweries is one of them. That was an easy way to start, but an appropriate way, too, because we have the oldest craft brewery in America in Boulder Beer Company, and it really paved the way for the brewers in this state that came after it. And I thought, well, I want to recognize those who were the ones that really stuck their neck out, got out there first. And then I picked a number of the other categories by just noticing what people were doing over and over again that was either unique to this state or even in some cases a national trend. For example, the push toward environmental and social responsibility really arose out of New Belgium, and people credit New Belgium for this being a push nationwide among craft brewers. So all of this really indicated to me the way that Colorado's breweries have developed and have a unique bond with the communities that they're in.
Something you devote a section to that I found really interesting is that Wynn Coop, which opened a brew pub in downtown Denver, that's now considered a national model for kind of revitalizing downtrodden business districts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because if you go down to Lodo now, lower downtown Denver, you'll look around and probably never think, oh, this place used to be, you know, the bane of Denver. But, you know, from what everybody says, you know, 20, 25 years ago, that's the way it was. And in talking to John Hickenlooper, who was one of the co-founders of Wynn Coop Brewing, he really spoke about how a few places, especially out in California, had introduced breweries into more downtrodden areas and seen them help turn things around. But what he did was saw it work here in Denver and decided to take the idea national. And his company not only opened or helped to open breweries in downtown Denver, downtown Fort Collins, and downtown Colorado Springs that really gave a jolt to their economy, but then went out to places in Iowa, in West Virginia, in Nebraska, and did the same thing and really went in, brought some of the expertise, in some cases some capital in, and helped places across America flourish. And by the mid-90s, you were seeing brew pubs open everywhere. And certainly not all the credit goes to Hickenlooper and Mark Schiffler and their other partners, but a lot of people say he was one of the big inspirations for this trend across America.
I think it's pretty obvious to say, you know, the brewing industry is growing. What I thought was really interesting is you started this book in January of 2009, and by the time you finished the manuscript, something like 22 breweries had opened just in that time.
Yes, yes. And in fact, since I had to turn this in on May 1st, another 6 breweries have opened in the state. This is a population of breweries in the state that's going to continue to grow. And a lot of people ask me, are we hitting saturation yet? Are we near the end of this growth of breweries? But the amazing thing is, as you look at what's happening, I really don't think so. I mean, breweries are going into places, you know, even cities like Fort Collins or Boulder that you might say, you know, there's 9 breweries there already. They've got enough. People are going to stop going. But they're going in there. They're getting these great devoted crowds. And as breweries open in smaller towns across the state, that to me is the sign that we've really got a flourishing industry. So I don't think we're anywhere near the end of our growth yet.
Ed, thank you so much. Ed Sealover is a journalist and blogger who has written about beer since 2003. His book, Mountain Brew, A Guide to Colorado's Breweries, is the first to profile all of Colorado's more than 100 breweries.